This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome. Thank you. This is Chris Witz with Morning Devotions. I was coming back from the pharmacy with a packet from the prescription that I wanted, and I noticed the packet had these words, "I don't have time for pain." Now, of course, it was promoting a specific painkiller, but the words sort of stopped me and caught my attention. "I don't have time for pain." Well, I thought, well, who does? I mean, who likes pain anyway? I don't think anyone sort of looks forward to pain, perhaps a headache or things that are worse than that. It's not pleasant, is it? It causes a lot of issues for us. And I guess myself, I've been very fortunate. I've never really had that I can recall chronic pain. But I know that there are many people who have to live with this day and night. So it's nearly impossible to really understand what is going on when someone has chronic pain that they have to endure every day. So unless you've had to endure it, then you know exactly what it's like. Let's talk today about pain. It's a very common condition, and what I've read indicates that almost one third of Australians are in pain. That's amazing, isn't it? And more than one in five of us say that pain is constant, that it's with us all the time. So it seems to happen as we get older, and women actually are more likely to be in pain than men. The most common pain, I understand, is back pain, as is the shoulder, neck, and head. So it seems very unfair to have pain and to have to put up with it. When the late Jack Benny was given an award one night, he said to the crowd, "I really don't deserve this, but I've got arthritis, and I don't deserve that either." So while I acknowledge today that physical pain is real, I want to consider today another type of pain. That's emotional pain that many of us suffer as well. We're not fond of pain or even some slight discomfort. People just can't cope with that. And we really rebel at the idea of pain or the suggestion that it might be good for us. I mean, how can any pain, you think, be good for us? But let me say this, the lessons of life are almost always taught in the classroom of suffering. So whether you're suffering, and that's a huge word, isn't it? I mean, you might be a student studying for an exam at school and you deal with the excruciating pain of disease or cancer. I mean, that is real pain, isn't it? Or the heartbreak of grief. It's difficult to describe that pain, isn't it? So there are many aspects of life that cause difficulty and suffering. So let me say that there is much about pain that I don't understand. Why do some people suffer and others don't? I mean, where is the fairness in all of this? It was the American author Tim Keller who wrote a book about this and said, no matter what precautions we take, no matter how well we've put together a good life for ourselves, no matter how hard we've worked to be healthy, wealthy, comfortable with friends and family, and we're successful with our career, something, he said, will inevitably ruin it. Well, there you go. How true that is. And chronic pain, is that something that can cause us to feel upset, of course, feel isolated, and in many ways feel very helpless, especially if it's because of an illness or a physical condition and there's no cure or no effective medical treatment. I think the worst thing that we can do is become isolated, and we withdraw from people, from family, we shut ourselves off from others. And unfortunately, that's what happens with some people. Then, as a society, we tend to label people in the light of the pain that they've experienced, a woman with cancer, or the victims of a tornado or a cyclone, the man whose mother has dementia, or the victim of sexual abuse. I mean, we tend to label these things, and these can lead to a loss of identity. It can be very unfair, very painful. So pain really is a very personal experience. And I think it's important that we don't label the sufferer. Well, tomorrow I want to take this a step further and talk about a day when Jesus spoke about a woman who was in deep pain. Heavenly Father, it's sad, but it's true. Our memories can be good or bad, and we can think of painful experiences. But Lord, somehow I pray that you'll enable us to forget the hurts of the past, to accept the beauty and the joy of today. I don't want yesterday's regrets to blind me to the wonder of your world and your blessings. Amen.